USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is over. He was acquitted on both articles. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He was acquitted without facts. He was acquitted without a fair trial. And it means that his acquittal is virtually valueless.
Democrats are expected to bring up the impeachment through the elections, but GOP leader Mitch McConnell's hoping to turn the attention to legislation.
We're looking at infrastructure, we're looking at a parks bill, we're looking at land and water conservation. There are, even in the midst of the election, some things that I think we can do together.
The president is expected to make a statement about the impeachment around noon on Thursday. 92% of the precincts have now reported on Monday's caucus vote in Iowa. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly leading Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are trailing. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
More Super Bowl celebrations are playing out this week. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some details.
A parade was held in downtown Kansas City celebrating the Super Bowl championship of the Kansas City Chiefs. The parade ended with a rally held at Union Station in downtown Kansas City, where head coach Andy Reid told the millions of people in attendance,
"All right, so listen, we appreciate everything that you did for us. The support's been phenomenal. This parade is second to none, man. It's the best in the NFL right here. You should be proud of yourselves. So listen, one more thing is next year we're coming right back here. One more time, baby. One more time."
On Wall Street, stocks rally to records as concerns ease on the coronavirus. The Dow is up 483 and the NASDAQ up 40. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The long-awaited movie about the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash is finally being released. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
About 4 months after this performance at the Oakland Coliseum, three members of the band died in the 1977 crash in southern Mississippi. The movie Street Survivors tells the story of the crash through the eyes of the band's former drummer Artemis Pyle. He survived the crash and helped pull survivors from the wreckage. Production of the film was halted in 2017 after a lawsuit from the families of the victims. That decision was overturned in 2018. Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash, premieres February 16th at a film festival in Hollywood. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A weather battle zone is taking place as winter is back in the news in the northeastern part of the U.S. with areas of flooding rain, dangerous ice, and a blanket of heavy snow through Friday. After a spring-like warm surge in the region, the same storm is already responsible for heavy snow over the southern plains and rain in the south. They're expecting airline delays. Road conditions will range from wet to icy, with black ice likely to form over bridges and overpasses. They're expecting trees to break from snow and cause power outages. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.